Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected, would you feel scared, proud, relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow. Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to Peace Corps.
Sick of the shortbread, catching up fast. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle
shortbread,
touching up
fast.
How many cheeks in the cookie jar?
One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
There be peace in the earth. that is the truth. When there is peace in my mind, there will be peace in the earth. If you don't see it, you ain't got it. I know that's right. If you don't see it, you ain't got it. Only those who got it. And when you got it, you see it. That's right. Yeah, it's a cosmic game of a universal cosmic game called hide and seek. Or should I say universal hide and seek? Like, you are so much more. You are extension of me, of oneness, of truth, of love, of divine intelligence. But I want you to go hide on the planet Earth and see if you can find who you are. And when you find who you are, you will be free. Then we'll switch turns. And then I say, I hide, you count. Oh, this thing called life is just something else, isn't it? That's the game, really. I hide, you count, and we counted on Monday. And when we realize, now that we start to count, we realize, how do we find ourselves? We tune into the inner voice. And then when we start listening to the inner voice, oh, boy. Oh, boy, you're going to have to get rid of some stuff. You're going to have to get rid of some excess weight. You might have to get rid of some friends. You might have to get rid of a way of thinking. You may have to get rid of a lot of stuff. There's too much stuff you're carrying around. If you want to hide from yourself, you got to be light enough to run from yourself. We're talking spiritual extreme makeover, and we've given you the secret already. When there is peace in your mind, there will be peace on the earth, in your life, in your fears. Now, if you're not experiencing that, it's okay. Come back. Don't go nowhere. Come back. Come back. It's okay. That's the journey, hide and seek. We're here to find ourselves. Now, if you can go back, especially those of us who are a little bit high on the numbers, when we're playing with the young ones and they want to play hide and seek, normally we're like, ugh. And can you imagine hiding from them? This is actually a game I played with some little children when I was in North Carolina about a month ago or so. And I hid and they couldn't find me. I was getting bored. I was just like, oh, gosh. And I started making all these little sounds so they couldn't find me because I was getting bored because there's so much stuff in my head. Now, for them, and they were hiding, I couldn't find them and they were not making any sound. But there was no peace in my mind. There was impatience. I was impatient. Like, oh, come on now. I got things to do. My legs are hurting. Oh, boy. Yes, Ricky Byers Beckwith. Thank you, Ricky, for that prayer, for that reminder. Ah, Om Shanti. Ricky Byers Beckwith's website is We Let It Be. WeLetItBe.com. And we know when we let it be, it bees what it bees. And when we recognize it bees what it bees, we embrace what is. Then there can be a little bit, oh, interesting. There could be some kind of relaxation. I caught something while I was talking to you guys. That's all. When you wondered why I said interesting, you probably thought it just went along with the statement. I should have just left it alone. That's what I'm talking about. Just don't worry about the past. Vicky got me fired up. And considering this is the first time I'm talking to people, I've had internet chat, like text and stuff. This is the first time I'm using my voice, so y'all going to be in trouble. I am not responsible for what comes out of my mouth. That's right. I say yes to the inner voice. I say yes to God, so whatever comes out is what you need to hear. If you rub you the wrong way, yes, it's all good. I'm just trying to shine you. I'm buffing you. Just clean up all the dirt. Anyway. Oh, my God. I am a mess, and I embrace my mess because there's a message in my mess. And I know the truth that when I embrace my mess, I catch the message, and I can be the messenger of truth. With that said, now that we're all in one accord, I want to welcome you. Yeah. good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you are alive. You're making a difference even now that you're going through, walking through the valley of shadow of death. Maybe you got a little bit tired and you said, I can't walk anymore. I'm just going to sit here. Take me now, God. You're making a difference because we are connected. So you're activating something for us. You're making a difference through your thoughts, through what you're feeling. You're making a difference. It is impossible for you not to make a difference. And what's even more empowering is you get to call it what it is. You can say, oh, I'm making a horrible difference in life or in the life of others. Or you just say, you know, I am making a positive impact on the planet. Or don't say either. Just say, you know, I make a difference. I don't know if it's good or bad. As a matter of fact, I don't really care because this is what's happening. We're giving you the secret to moving through the spiritual extreme makeover. Because the minute we judge where we are, what we're doing, how we're showing up, that's when we create pain. The minute we think we can't do the workout anymore, we tell the coach to leave me alone. I can't do it. You're hurting me. My legs are hurting. I'm out of breath. That's when you slow down the process. Sometimes you do need to slow down. But then get back in it. But the fact that you're going through what you're going through, it is ordained, no matter what it looks like. It is divine order. It is what has been served up for your soul so you can transform. So, yes, you make a difference. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. That's right, lifeconversationsradio.com. And who is this guy talking to you? It's the Naughty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Ade, a.k.a. brace yourself, Ademola Anifowoshe, a.k.a. a child of God, a.k.a. God in action, a.k.a. love in action. So you can call me whatever you want, because whatever you call me, that's an expression of your consciousness. So I don't even care if it's in alignment with love or anything else. But whatever you call me is a reflection of your consciousness. It ain't even about me. It ain't even about me. I don't know what is going on. I think I need to start eating breakfast so that way I can calm down. And I have all the blood go to my stomach and I get a little bit sleepy, you know. So that way, maybe that calms me down. I don't do breakfast that much. Actually, the first thing I'm having today is tea, and I have it right next to me. So I'm going to take a slurp right now because it's hot. I like my tea hot. I don't do warm tea. What does that got to do with the show? It is part of the show, buddy. Thank you. Stay out of my business. I got this. All right, hold on there. I'll be right back. I shouldn't do that because it makes me laugh, and I might choke. So we're helping you unwind. Go pour yourself some tea, some coffee. Whatever you drink, some adult beverage, if that's what you want, you're responsible for your own choices. If I tell you not to do it, that doesn't mean you ain't going to do it. Like, don't try this at home. Hello? Oh, really? I can actually try this at home? Humans. Anyway, let me drink my tea and continue with the show. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going to choke on it. Okay, now I've been too silly. I can't drink my own tea. All right, let's see. What else do I need to tell you? We're here Monday to Wednesday. That's right, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. And so that really means we're here 24 hours a day. And it's very, very important. I want you to really get this now. No, on a serious tip. On a serious tip. That's what I'm taking. That's what I'm taking is real slow. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Trust me. I'm just saying. So as a matter of fact, you may even want to share the show with some people right now so they can partake in a soul food that is about to be served up. I don't even know what the chef is cooking up, but, you know, I trust the chef of my life, the universal chef. Is, I got this. You get out the kitchen. All you got to do, that's right, all you got to do is place your order. So I place the order, also known as an intention, for a wonderful show to support us all on our transformation. Rich ideas, you know that's right. When you connect with the universal chef, the rich ideas just flow through you. So yes, don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Go to iTunes to check out all our past shows. Learn how to tune in, listen to the inner voice, to hear it, to feel it, to smell it, to taste it, to just be one with it. And recognize that you clocked in when your mother gave birth to you. You clocked in, and that day, that date when you clocked in, that was the signature for your assignment. You sign in and say, this is what I'm here to do. If you're confused, find yourself a numerologist. If you say, I can't afford it because that, just stop it. That's me speaking in tongues, which means just shut the front door. Shut the flip up. Listen to the show on Monday and listen to Gordon dropping it like it's hot, because it is. When you're in God, ooh, things are hot. You're just passionate. You're excited. You're on fire. So anyway, moving right along. The theme for this month, is, what is the theme, Celeste? I got it. I was just testing you. She probably typed it already. Oh, no, I didn't see what you posted, Celeste, because I don't multitask when I'm doing my show. Right. The theme for this month is guest. See? Focus. Gifts of gratitude. What are your gifts? What do you have to offer? What did you come on this plane, this planet, to deliver, to pass on to others? You are carrying a seed of love, of transformation. You are here to deliver the gift. And if you keep your head and close and say, I don't want to let it go, I might lose it, and if I give the gift, I won't know who I am. Well, guess what? Holding on to the gift, you won't know who you are. But when you release the gift, you can see the gift growing and manifesting and multiplying and transforming people's life. And you don't have to be on the stage. Just be on the stage of your life. Then you will truly have something to be grateful about. Gratitude is simply having a great attitude. When you recognize that you're doing, being what you came here to be, something happens. You just become, so your attitude becomes great. You don't even know how, what. Like, just have a great attitude. That's right. Gratitude, great attitude, all the same. All the same. The number is 347-426-3346. Let's try this again. Okay, I did it this time. I had to drink a tea. I had to drink the tea without saying anything because I just messed my own self up. I don't like cold, warm tea. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. Vanilla is smiling. Go ahead, Lindsay. Why don't you smile? Smile, big smile. We're loving you, embracing you on your journey. We have rich ideas. That's right. That's what we all got. And then we allow the rich ideas to be manifested through us, and we experience richness all around us. And we let go of the label of what it looks like. We welcome silent listeners, disguised as guests. Know that you can register on Blog Talk Radio now so you can interact with the folks. Or should I say folkses in the chat room. Cheryl is in the house. It is nice to see you. Celeste is doing what she does, just holding it down, keeping me in check, making sure I read and say everything. And those of you on the phone line, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those of you listening to the archive, thank you, thank you, thank you. Did I see Vanda as well? Vanda, welcome, welcome, welcome. Actually, no, I didn't. Yes, I did. No, I didn't. It's Vanilla. But she may be listening because I know people can't get in chatting for some reason. And Bite Me Radio or Bite Radio, we ain't biting you. I'm a vegetarian. Did I just say that? Okay, moving right along. Okay, let's get into the show, almost. The number is 347-426-3346. What are you moving through? Oh, I just hear stuff come in my own mouth. I'm like, good Lord, where did that come from? I don't even hear it until I hear it. And usually it's out of my mouth. most of the time when I'm doing the show anyway. But anyway. So what did I tell you? 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts. Maybe you're moving through something and you don't know how. You just, there's something going on and you think you have the answer, but you just want to bounce the idea off my heart. I'd be happy to embrace it for you and say, girl, boy, man, please. Sister, girl, you know what you're doing. Bruv. Man, bruv, you're doing the right thing. That's a British thing. What's going on, bruv? What's going on, bruv? Anyway, 347-426-3346. If you don't want to call in, can't call in, afraid to call in because you think I'm going to bite your head off, I'm going to love another fighter. I'm going to love you up. So go ahead and call. I dare you to call me. Yeah, if you don't want to do that anyway, you can share it on Facebook. Go to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show fan page. Ask Life Coach at ADE. I am the man with one name but sounds in so many different ways. Actually, I have more than one name, but I'm not going to tell you the rest because it might hurt your brain. Just get used to ADE. If you can do that, you're doing something. But if you don't want to do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, afraid of Facebook, or maybe you're blocked, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, click under Life Conversations, actually just hover under Life Conversations Radio, menu, and then there'll be a drop menu, and you see Ask Life Coach Ade, just click on that, it's an email, send it in, do a little bit of math test, got to add 2 + 3 or whatever the random number comes up, whatever it is, and then send the email in to us. Excuse me. What is really going on? Cleansing, that's what it is. Okay, now that we got that out. And around one, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And you know, that's the story of 12. I'll see you soon. Don't tell me I am a mess and I know it. But the crazy thing about this is when I'm doing this, it's so funny. But later on when I listen to this, I'm like, oh, God, was that me? I can't believe I did all of that. But I embrace all of me. All right, listen, what else do I need to tell you? Next week we have Ganga G joining us. I promise you, if you've never heard Ganga G or seen some of her videos on Facebook, Ganga G, that's G-A-N-G-A-J-I. You're in for a treat. And even if you know her, because she brings truth to us in such a simple, simple way. And that's why we find some of us, well, sometimes all of us, I'm just going to go out on a limb. That's right. I'm going out on a limb because anyway, we all find life challenging sometimes. Because life truth is so simple. But the intellectual mind says it can't be that simple. The ego mind, the egoic consciousness, wants to be so much more and better than somebody else. Like, no, you can't settle for that. You got to be so much more. And then you say, oh, yeah, that's right. So I can stand out from others and look like I'm the best. But you can't figure out how to do that. And now you're conflicted. You're thinking, well, maybe it's my consciousness. Your ego says, yes, it is. And you try to work and meditate and do all this stuff. You're still not there. And the ego says, come on, keep doing it. But then you hear the simple truth. You are already what you're seeking. What you are running from doesn't exist. And your egoic mind would say, man, please, don't be listening to that simple stuff. You better get working, start sweating, so you can be spiritual. Ganga G will be dropping those kind of simple truths on Monday. I'm looking forward to it. And on Tuesday, we have John and Kathy Stringer talking about love and oneness and celebrating the birthing of their new book. And as I shared yesterday, John and Kathy were on the show a few months ago talking about marriage as a spiritual practice. They shared their story, how they met. This time we're going to go deeper. And one last thing, I think, and I'm going to play a song, just a bit of, maybe 2-3 minutes of it, because it speaks to the essence of today's conversation. On Friday, you can listen to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show on Within Radio. The Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show is syndicated every Friday on Within Radio. To find out more, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Oh, one more thing. I bet Celeste is telling me I picked it up already. One more thing. Today's Wednesday, right? Is it? Yes, it is. I said yesterday, I don't keep track of date and days and time, only if you owe me some money. But moving right along, on Thursday, we have the Play Experience with Ombatha Sofera. Tomorrow on Life Conversations Radio, the Play Experience, Ombatha is asking you, reminding you, really asking you, because questions are very powerful. Have you played with yourself today? Everybody calm down. Whatever came up in your mind, that's in your mind. But the question is, and I'm asking you, have you played with yourself today? Have you purposely loved and appreciated yourself today? Have you took some time out to just honor yourself, feel your body, touch yourself and say, move right along. Don't stop there. Yeah, just feel your body. Just move on quickly. Don't do it. And just be grateful for your body. Be grateful that you're alive. Be grateful that you're breathing. Even if you're feeling pain, check this out. Just become aware that you're feeling the pain, and the pain is inviting you to pay attention inward now. We must. It is important. We set ourselves free when we take time to play with ourselves, when we take time to purposely love and appreciate ourselves. So anyway, you'll hear more about that tomorrow with Ombatha Sofera, 7 p.m. Eastern. And My Authentic Lifestyle, that is every third Sunday of the month. This month, up till January, really, My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love is going on hiatus. She's taking a break. She's getting authentic with herself and saying, you know, I need some time with me. But there's a surprise. Should I say it now? Yes, I will. No, I won't. Okay, there's a surprise. There's a new show that I'm confident. Well, actually, maybe I shouldn't announce it yet. Because, I won't. Because Mercury's in retrograded. No, there's a new show coming up. Let's just leave it as that. Thank God for wisdom. There's a new show coming up. That's all I got to say for now. After Mercury finished going back and cleaning out itself and helping us remember, have a new conversation with ourselves, learn to love ourselves, learn to let go of the judgment, look at the contracts that we signed or about to sign, and just really be clear about what we're getting into. Maybe we need to clean out our computer and make sure we slow down. Once Mercury finished doing that, then we'll tell you the new show that's coming up. All right, you ready for this? Let's do this, and then we're ready to go deeper. And then right now we're just inviting you, nudging you. I may have something else to tell you because Celeste is talking to me, but I'm not reading it right now. I just like telling too much. Can you just make it look like you're just the bomb and not tell them what you're about to do? I don't know. They're my folks. They love me. I just keep it, I do keep it real, don't I? I think I do. What does that mean anyway? We're going to take a quick break, maybe about three minutes, just give you some of this song, Bishop Carlton. Everything must change. And when the change is happening, it can be messy. For most part, it is. It's painful. You want to scream. You think you're the only one going through this. You feel sad, you feel depressed, but everything must change. And for the change to happen, there must be a dying that happens. Gotta die to the old so you could be made new, so you can resurrect. People forget about the resurrection. Sometimes they focus only on the death. But no, once you die, you know there's a birth on the other side. Everything must change. Bishop Carlton Pearson, we will be right back. But Bishop Carlton saying, I ain't ready for you. Let's try it again. There it is. Thank you for showing up. We'll be right back. Everything must change.
Albert Einstein said, No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew. When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. Nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mystery do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Wounded heart will heal.
And some of us are having a winter experience right now. Everything's being so cold. But don't worry, you're going to spring out of that. It's part of life. Everything must change. Everything is changing. Calm down. Oh, stop it. Don't sing. Please don't do it. Because that's one thing that ain't changing. I love that song. Sorry, I can't help myself. Let me hold on one second. Let me see if I can match it. Nah, I won't do it. I won't do it. Y'all might run away and not come back. So I like the show, but when it starts singing, it just gets on my nerves. Your issue is not mine. Now I've exercised my lungs. We're ready to just... Today we're talking about spiritual extreme makeover. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I know a lot of people going through and glowing through their makeover process, myself included. Myself included. You know, the gifts. I love this song. That's why I'm playing underneath. You want me to be quiet for a minute? Okay, I will.
We must always try. Seasons come and
like you. Because I'm here for you. I'm here with you. You never walk alone. Your song is good. I get distracted. Let me turn it down. Changes. Yeah, let's leave you on that one. And speaking of Bishop Carlson, he's coming, last week of the month? That's what told me. I think it's on there. I don't know why I want to say the 27th. But anyway, let's go back to what we're talking about. People are going through serious extreme makeover. Spiritual extreme makeover. Oh, wow, I'm amazing. November 27th, I just picked that up. Picked that up the top of my consciousness. It was waiting for me. Yes, okay, let's focus now. And you may be going through yours. Maybe you just came out. You're going through your spring season, and you're going, whew, I'll never wish that on my enemy. Well, you may want to do that. Because when they die to the old, they come out being refreshed. And then they stop being your enemy, and they become your lover. They become your supporter. They become your cheerleader. See, the Western spirituality, sometimes we sort of sell spirituality as, you know, like it's a product. But this spiritual path can be messy. The process of growing, of expanding, of getting to know who you are. People say, all you got to do, you know, is just be yourself. That's the easiest thing to do. Shut the flip up. No, it's not. I don't care what you say. No. Being yourself is the most challenging experience. It's the game of hide and seek, of how Celeste calls it, hide and go get it. You know, how to go get your true identity. Because for most of us, we weren't reminded as child. I mean, we've got the love. But as a child, we were told something else. When we're in school, through religion, through society, the neighbors, the aunt, the uncles, our uncle, our mothers, our fathers, they told us something. But you know, they weren't being mean. It is part of the plan. Earth, planet Earth, this life that we're all experiencing right now, is the perfect fertilizer for God to express, for God to evolve as you. Now, sometimes the fertilizer is like, oh, yeah, I can take that. That's not so bad. Sometimes the fertilizer stinks. Like, why are people piling this on me? We're here to remember. We know. Some of us have surrender completely, where we're in that space where we really know ourselves as who we are. There's always more. There's some of us who are on the journey saying, sometimes I'm clear that I'm one with God and I'm feeling loved, but there's other times people just piss me off. They just push my button. Well, I tell you, when they push your button, thank them. Why? Because they're pushing your button so you can get turned on. You are the light. So when they push your button, they say, there's a light in you, I know it. Now, you can snap at them, or you can turn your light on. How do you do that? When they push it, oh, thank you for pushing my button. Actually, tell them that. I want to tell you, you just pushed my button. I wanted to stay in the dark. I forgot that was the light, but you just pushed my button, and I thank you. So I'm just going to shine. They look at you saying, yeah, no, that fool's lost his mind. And you can say, you're right. I've lost the mind of limitation, conditioned thinking. I am reprogramming my mind because I have to. But more importantly, or just as important, how do we support people in our lives when they are moving through their spiritual extreme makeover? How do we support loved ones? How do we support somebody who is going through a funky time without being worried about where if I be with them, then I'm going to vibrationally match their energy, and now I'm going to be feeling sad, and I want to be happy, so I don't want to go near them. I don't even want to take their call because they're just too depressing. If your vibration is in alignment with love, when someone is feeling depressed, and because you are expressing, which is a high vibration, you either will support them in moving up, maybe moving from depression to anger. That's right. Moving up. maybe through jealousy, because that's a movement when people move from depression to anger, jealousy, revenge. Because depression is just depressing. You literally using your powers against you. Instead of pushing it out, it's going in and it's going in, and then one day you might just explode. So if you are vibrating, if you are expressing the love, the light, the truth, the awareness that you are one with the one, when people are having their moment, you can support them in moving them up, not to get them to a place of passion, but just enough to do a little shift. Now, it's not always about what you say to them. Sometimes it's just by listening. You've heard me say it many times. Listening is an act of love. And the number is 347-426-3346, because I want to listen to you. What you got to say? What's going on in your world? You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Listening is an act of love. How do you support others? How do you support yourself? Do you go and hide? I have my moments when I'm going through that funky town, I just don't even want to talk to anybody. Because there are times I feel like I just don't want anybody to ask me, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong is that you're asking me what's wrong, okay? So rather than snap, there are times I want to be with myself. And there are times I would tell people what I'm going through. Now, we can say, well, you should always tell people. No, you get to decide. What is more important is, are you at peace with where you are? If you're choosing not to talk to somebody because you're aware that you need time to listen to you, then so be it. But there are times when you need to talk to somebody, talk to your best friend, talk to a therapist, talk to a counselor, a coach, a minister, talk to a stranger, because at least you know you may never see them again. I say may. You might never see them again, but at least you can get it out and say, man, how you doing? You get in the elevator. How you doing? Man, I don't know if I can make it. They even say, I understand, and be quiet. Or they say, what's going on? You never know. But you got to set your intention for healing. If your intention is healing, then everything will work together to support you in healing that you're moving through. I know a lot of people that when we're going through that spiritual extreme makeover, we push against. We say, why am I going through this? I have done all this work. I shouldn't be going through this. I shouldn't this, I shouldn't that. We end up shooting on ourselves, and we have no adult diapers, and we wonder why everything just stinks, why everything gets on our nerves. But, you know, suffering really happens when we resist. Suffering is about attachment. Suffering is about resisting. We got to learn to allow and embrace what is showing up in our world. Because what we are going through, no matter how much we say we don't like it or that we hate it, it is just what we need to grow. It is the perfect fertilizer. We got to learn to change the way we think about what we're going through. We got to learn a way of changing our conversation, changing our thoughts, changing our stories about ourselves. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. It's like, you don't know what you're not. Do you know who you are? Some of us, we know so much of what we're not and less of who we are. That's the journey. That's why you're going through what you're going through. Be gentle with yourself. I got some gems of some soulful appetizers here to share with you from A Course in Miracles, maybe something from The Sacred Yes. And, I think we're going to take a break now. And then when we come back, we'll do an early, celestial moment. Celestia, you ready? Number is 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disbelief, your disagreement. We're taking it all. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. We can take it because this is the house of love. The intention is to support you on your transformation. So bring it. We just want to love you. Like the new song, Don't Do It. I need to find myself a voice coach because I know I love to sing. But what I hear come out my mouth when I sing, I am in judgment of it. So I need to help I need to just embrace my own voice, right? Vanda said yesterday, you just got to ask for a singing voice. Okay, God, dear Lord, give me a singing voice. Well, Spirit said, I got to do the work. Okay, I'll do the work. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I'm reading what's in the chat room. Rich Ideas said he's got to tune into the show when Bishop Carlton is here. He said, I remember when he was super religious, and now he's a metaphysician. Awesome. Well, life is about growth. You know, the truth is, where people are is where they are. Because we really don't know why their soul is here. What's the other guy? Pat something? I don't know his name. I saw a video the other day talking about, well, yeah, he's talking about God told him Mitt Romney was going to win the elections. And every time he said it, he bust out laughing, like he didn't even believe what he was saying. And maybe he didn't, because maybe the real truth was he didn't believe what he was saying. But I can jump on the bandwagon and judge him and criticize him, but I don't know why his soul is here. And this still ties into today's topic. Really, when we catch a clear idea, and that's a day-to-day awareness of the role of your soul, then you can let people do and be what they need to do and be and have. Because really, the judgment, as I said earlier, any judgment you have about yourself, well, about others, is simply a reflection of your own consciousness. It's a reflection of your own consciousness. So when you judge somebody or you find yourself judging, this is all part of the spiritual extreme makeover. When you're judging someone, when you're judging your life, just stand out, be an observer and recognize and watch what you're saying. Listen, rather than beat yourself up, just kind of be aware and say, wow, look at what I got to work with. That's how I feel about somebody. Why am I judging that person? What in me gives me the right to judge that person? Why do I think I'm better than that person? How do I know that what I'm going through, I shouldn't be going through this? You become your own. No, I won't even use that word. Let me use a different word. You become your own caregiver. That's better. You become your own coach, your own therapist. And just be with yourself saying, well, tell me more about that. So you think he's a whatever or she's a this, and they should do that. Wow. But how do you really know? How do you know that is true? That's how we free ourselves and make the, you know, pain is pain. The suffering, the drama is optional. So as we move through the spiritual extreme makeover, it's part of your spiritual awakening. If you want to wake up, there's going to be some mess that you're going to come up against. You know, because we were hoarding all kinds of erroneous thoughts. Some of us, we've invested our lives. I was going to take a break, but I guess not. We've invested our lives. We've invested so much into a belief system about ourselves that when it's time to declutter, when it's time to wake up spiritually and recognize who we are, we will fight that, oh, no, I'm not letting that believe. Who do you think you are? If I let that go, what does that say about me? If you know who you are, you realize that you are so much more than your thoughts, than your beliefs. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. Jack Armstrong, can you please tell them what they're listening to? Because I need a break. I'm tired of talking. No, I'm done. I'm wrapping up. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Carlton Pearson, author of the book, The Gospel of Inclusion, and you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade's radio show.
Okay, Bishop Carlton. I mean, I said you were coming. I've talked about you. Yeah, well, that's my fault. I need to do a proper... I don't know that was still there, because that was... It needs some work, because it was rough. But that was Bishop Carlton. That was not supposed to have been played. But you know what? I love myself, because there were no mistakes. Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to hear that. Well, if not the listeners, I did. To do something about it, or take it out of the studio. Okay. Jack, please rescue me. Rescue me. Enough. Ah, I can... Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. You have a voice to speak up. You have a song. It's time to sing. You have a gift. It's time to be grateful about your gift. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. Today's topic, today's theme: Spiritual Extreme Makeover. 347-426-3346 is the number. Or you can post your questions, your thoughts, whatever's moving in your consciousness on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, like page. Or you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu, and then there's a drop menu that says Ask Life Coach at a. He knows everything, so you want to ask him. Ask him now. Go ahead and ask him right now. It's got all the answer you need because it's connected to the one consciousness. He listens to his internal guidance system. Now stop it and bring Celeste on. Okay. Celeste, you ready? Hey, Glenda. Hey, Kobe. Nice to see y'all. Welcome home. All right. Celeste, you ready? I'm waiting for you to answer. Oh, you ready? Okay. All right. What's up with the attitude? Cut it out.
Wow, really?
All you got to do is say yes. No, like, yes, I'm ready. I'm making stuff up.
Keep showing off your intuitive gifts here. You're going to have people calling you and asking about the future in a second, since you can hear
they
that.
They can ask about the future. I tell them to create it now. That's how you predict the future. You create it right now. Anyway, how are you, my friend?
I am so great, and I see Four Saggy and Vanilla in the house, because we don't do shout-outs, and so I'm not shouting out to Guest 2464 or Kobe and Glenda either.
Yeah, don't do shout-outs, because we don't do shout-outs. And if we do shout-outs. We'll send a shout-out to Vanilla's. Now I know why Vanilla's somebody. She said she has a lover listening. What's your lover's name?
I know. I meant to. I'm sorry, lover of Vanilla. Thank you for joining us today.
Lover of Vanilla. That's cute. Yeah. Everybody else, get your lover listening so they could know where you're getting all the crazy spiritual stuff from, or part of it anyway. So you can be in alignment rather than fight about who or what God is. Okay, let me stop.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what? You don't need to stop. You just need to be yourself. You've had your spiritual extreme makeover all year, haven't you?
Oh, boy, I've been having my you-know-what kicked, massage, abused, but I'm now being used. So that's why I can teach the story. But it's ongoing. It never ends. The key is to learn to enjoy the ride, right?
Indeed. And you know what? When Gordon was here, he let me know that I was a diamond, a number 6. And guess what? I'm not by myself today.
I understand.
No, do you understand?
I know you got
I'm
something
not going to
say.
Myself?
I can read your mind.
You read my mind. Guess who else is a 6 by their first name?
I don't know who.
You.
Can I call a friend?
You?
Oh, yeah, I know. I know I'm a cosmic mother. I know I'm a cosmic mother.
You already knew that?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, then, fine. Moving on.
Sorry. I told you I know everything. If you ask me, I know everything. So don't have an attitude because I can answer your question.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
So, beautiful people, I do love numbers. We had a numerologist on this week. I really advise you to check out Gordon Sport. He is amazing. And he broke down my name, and I figured out how he did it. And so I did a day for the fun of it, and so we both turned out to be 6. But I'm going to move on, though, because I do have a very special dedication for somebody's name that begins with an L, which is the 12th letter of the alphabet. I want that person to know that they are a number 1 magician. Vanilla. Okay, so I'm going to get to it today, all right?
I'm ready. We're waiting.
Okay, me too. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. Today belongs to Archangel of Healing, Raphael, and it is also shared with an African Orisha by the name of Oya, who is the goddess of change and transformation. They say she destroys what you no longer need. The energy of the day is 12. We have 12 signs of the zodiac for Western culture. The 12th astrological sign is Pisces, and it reminds of the gift of sacrifice when we surrender to our higher selves to serve all of humanity. 12 also shows up at the porcupine and medicine cards, and this sweet animal reminds us of childlike joy and innocence. The 12th letter of the alphabet is L, and words like loving, lightning, and luxury connect us to the divine power of 12. 12 also shows up as the hanged man in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put our spotlight today. In traditional tarot, the hanged man is a Norse god by the name of Odin. While most heroes' journey is filled with action and adventure, this Norse god made his claim to fame by stopping all actions for 9 days to go on an inner quest to learn esoteric knowledge. We find him hanging upside down from a tree, and his legs make a 4. 4 is about stability. A light illuminates from his crown. Once the initiation is complete, he finally lets go, and through his sacrifice of physical activity, he is finally free. Imagine receiving your soul's desire because you decided to chill out and go within. Sounds counter to what we know with all of our frantic pacing, but there is clearly a sign for us. When we still the mind, the heart has a chance to open. And from this vantage point, we have the ability to see our life's challenges from a fresh perspective. We come into the world head first, and spending time with the hanged man reminds us of this fact. It also gives us an opportunity to embrace the spiritual extreme makeover in our lives. As we surrender to the unknown and release our ego struggles, we get to experience our own light. We are finally still enough to hear divine guidance, and with these whisperings, we can get down from the tree and start moving in the world as the person we always wanted to be. And that's the story of 12, told through the hanged man and tarot. All is well. I'll see you on Monday, around 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Hey, Celeste, I'm about to mess with you. thank you. I didn't read your celestial moment today, but I just love how you tie it together. I mean, I'm so grateful for you. You're truly a spirit, a spider woman, because you know how
thank
to
you.
Weave the web of life, a storyteller, and I'm grateful for what you add to the show, during the show, and the others. Thing that you do behind the scenes and getting the guests and the back and forth and writing descriptions late at night, going back and forth and all the stuff that people don't ever need to know right now. You know what you do. You know what it takes to, you know everything that happens, all it takes for us to act the fool on the radio. Like, it's easy. But it is, because we enjoy it. So thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Adair.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. I'll see you on the other side.
Okay. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach ID Radio Show, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and she'll see you on Monday around 1. I don't know why I do that. I think, I like to make fun of people. I think, do I like to make fun of people? No, I don't think I don't know what I like. Let me just move on. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. This beautiful song is Destiny Muhammad. Destiny Harpist from the Hood. You can find out more about her by going to destinymohammed.com. Glenda said, wait, before you get going, I want to say something. Don't say something yet. We're coming to you, Glenda. We're coming to you. 347-426-3346. And I have so much. All right, Destiny. Destiny, calm down. Calm down. I gave you your props already. We don't do shout-out, but I just gave you a shout-out, even though I don't. But no, come on. Let me do my show. Anyway, yes, indeed. We're asking to share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, with your neighbors, with your cat, with your dog, with your parrot. Yeah, share it with your parrot, with your birds. Tell them, come and listen to this great, amazing show. And we are grateful for you sharing it. And even if you don't feel like sharing it, we're grateful because you're doing what brings you peace. We're not attached to the end result, but we will ask for what we want. And those of you listening to the archive, thank you for tuning in. Everyone, those of you really, in all seriousness, seriously sacred, in a seriously sacred kind of way, all of you that are listening, I really am grateful, and I thank you for listening regularly. I really do appreciate you. Thank you for the emails and the texts and the feedbacks and time when I'm thinking, I did not like how that show went. I wasn't fully feeling grounded, and I'll get something that says, your show today really touched me, helped me see something. I'm like, what? Okay, God, forgive me. I was tripping. So I'm learning more and more to not be attached to how God shows up through and as me, and I'm grateful for that. Let's see. What do I want to do here? There's something out of okay. So let me do this. Okay, let me go to Glenda first, and then I want to read something to you. Tips, share something from Abraham, and all that good stuff, just to really support ourselves as we move through the spiritual extreme makeover. And actually, before I come to Glenda, let me do this. just all take a breath, really. Just breathe in. And, like, if you're listening with somebody, you don't want them to know that you're really listening. You don't want to take a deep breath. Just do it quietly. Just taking a deep breath. And just breathe out. And if you want, you can hold your breath. Then you can be one of my spirit guides. So really, it's your choice. Either way, I win. I don't know where this stuff comes from. I do know where it comes from, and I'm grateful. But let's just breathe in. And I want us to just join hands energetically, you know. Just holding hands, heart to heart, like Ricky Byers' song, soul to soul. Let's just connect and feel and embrace the oneness that is moving through us as us. Recognizing that there is no spot where God is not. And right where we are, God is. And in that consciousness, we give thanks for now. We give thanks for breath. We give thanks for the opportunity to join together, to hold the high watch, to raise our vibration, to be the place and the space for healing. With the laughter, with the silliness, with the prayer, we give thanks, knowing that God is all there is in our lives, in the lives of those we love, the ones we know, the ones we don't know. We bless the world, we bless this country, we bless our family members, we bless humanity. Knowing that we are moving through this collectively and individually. As the song is suggesting and reminding us, there is only love. And we remember that love. We let go of distractions. We let go of conditioned thinking. We let go of the thought that we're not good enough. We let go of the idea that I'm not quite there yet. We let go of the not enough consciousness. And for those who can't really feel this word right now, who can't quite tune into it because the experience is a little bit painful, we're holding them. We're standing with them. Silently speaking to their soul, there is only love, and I see that love in you. And you are that love. And that love is setting you free. That love is healing you. That love is healing me. That there is only love, even if we look out there in the world and we see other things or we see something that looks contrary to that truth, we correct our own eyesight. We become the deliverer of the love. We see people asking for love or expressing love because we know it to be true. Through the abuse, through the rape, through the wall, we hold the truth, the intention that there is only love, and I'm standing for that love to be expressed through me, as me, right now. There is only love. Anything else is just distractions, little entertainment. That is the essence of who we are, and we know that right now. We accept that right now. We embrace that right now. And we release it. and allow that love to be multiplied. And so it is. And so we go to Glenda. Ah, hello, Glenda. How are you doing?
I am doing good. I have a little story to tell. And it ends up being funny. Okay. So here's the deal.
But now you set yourself up. You better make sure it's funny.
It is funny. It starts off serious, but it ends up being funny. So here's the deal. I've mentioned before that my mother is really very sick with Alzheimer's, and my 3D actual life situation, comes with a lot of stressors, as other people. But I have these really, really awesome things going on, with my individual energy and life and stuff that I'm doing. And then on the other side, I have, a lot of misery and stuff that I have to look at and deal with, So I have been feeling these moments of anxiety, especially after the storm, because the collective consciousness in New York City became quite charged, especially with gas, when gas went out of control. So I saw a lot of soldiers and, chaos in the street that energetically disturbed me and made the situation that I live in with, dealing with my family issues made it even more difficult. So I decided that I would call my employees' assistance program. Here's where the joke comes. Because I decided, this is a benefit I have, and I will call, and, I'll see if I can get somebody to talk to specifically about this so that I, maybe they can give me some tools so that I don't, that I can manage. I don't want these surprise episodes of anxiety. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. So I call. They say, we'll get back to you. So they call me with a name this morning. Here's where it gets interesting. And I called this person, so they call me with a name, local. And the first thing she says is, where did I get her number from? Remember now, this is a therapist. So the person that is on the phone is now calling you for assistance, right? So we go back and forth because she was very concerned about, where did I get her number from, what program, yada, yada, yada. The long story short, here's the joke. I decided to tell her, listen, she wanted me, she said, after 10 minutes of this, she said, do you want to make an appointment? I said, no, you get yourself together and you decide. Because in the moment of listening to her, I woke up, right? I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I have some challenges that I'm dealing with, but this person can't help me. She's not grounded. Why would I waste my time sitting down talking to her when she can't even figure out? She's asking me to help her figure out, where did I come from? I hear her shuffling through papers. Oh, yeah, two programs called me. Do you have the number of the program? Well, if I'm helping the therapist, then obviously I don't need this therapist. So I called my job's program and said, listen, the number that you just gave me, I don't want her. She's not grounded. She can't help me. I said, maybe she's good for someone else. And then that, your show had started after that, because I'm always multitasking. So in the moment, sitting in that seat, I'm like, okay, I obviously have more control going on than I might have been feeling, because I was aware enough and empowered enough to say, this level of chaos, or whatever you want to call that person is going through, that's not where I'm at. So I literally did tell her, you get it together, and when you do, you call me. And she said, and her response was, I like you, I said, you're the one that's confused. I called you for assistance. I'm clear on what I need. You need to get it together and you call me back. That's where the joke is. That is where the joke is. And, you know, it goes along with what you were saying. You know, we're on the path. We're working through stuff. We're saying yes, yes, yes. I want more love. I want more joy. I want more abundance. And part of what I've been feeling is the yes has been delivering. It's been delivering to me. However, the duality of, well, wait a minute, you know, I still have these other issues to deal with and trying to make peace with it, because my feeling, that's why I called the number, is that I just don't, you know, like I just don't want to be bothered anymore. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to visit. And this may sound bad, you know, but hey, I don't want to see it. I don't want to feel it. I don't want to hear about it, because I've got this other stuff going on over here and it feels good and I finally feel, you know, free. And the other issue, I've given advice that wasn't heeded over and over again for many years, and now the manifestation of someone else's decisions has made itself known, and that's what I've, you know, so when you talk about the growth, when you say yes, it doesn't always feel good. So that's what I kind of have been struggling with, because I didn't want to feel, sometimes I feel guilty because of the good. Like, so that's sabotage, like, oh, man, I feel stuff is really working for me. Oh, I did an open mic, or, you know, you know, first open mic, you know, I got, you know, I met this person, I had this great connection, you know, I got this new project, and then when I think about, you know, but I'm not, you know, that I'm not involved, I'm not actively involved in my parents' care, you know, that's where the guilt comes in.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. When you talk about, I don't want to feel it, I don't want to see it, what is the thought behind the thought? What is really going on? What is the reason why you don't want to feel it?
Well,
because you think you feel it or see it, what would happen?
Pain, sadness, fear, and a feeling of being trapped. Trapped in all of that.
Right.
When I have been clearly, when I tapped into something different for my own life. I mean, you know, it's the family dynamics. You know, it's the household that I live in. You know, one of the triggers was that I had an intention that I was going to move by November 1st, and that didn't happen. And you know, right before November 1st, we had the storm. I mean, a lot of things came into play, and you know, I'm like, oh. You know, that frustration. Okay, that didn't manifest.
Right.
Okay, you know, maybe I'm still here. I don't want to be still here. There's a whole reason for, you know, so balancing that, that was the reason why I said, okay, I'll call the employee. And realize, well, wait a minute.
It's interesting that through that you call somebody for help and you end up coming back to yourself.
Exactly.
You know, even with the person that was so confused about what, you know, if you're there to support somebody, and if some, I mean, as a counselor, if someone's calling you for help, they need help. But clearly, the counselor was more important. They were more concerned with where you got the information from, which is kind of like, what? And, you know, it's that whole thing about, it's interesting, because not even judging her, but the idea of really, it's important for us to check in, and I'm not even talking to you, Glenda, or if it fits, then try it on. But it's just the importance of checking in before we reach out to particular people or things that we do. So it's spirit-led. It's not good or bad thing. But the great that comes out of this, not just good, the greatness that came out of this, it brought you back to yourself.
It sure did.
You know what? Here's the thing. What in the world? I'm calling you for help, and you don't even have your stuff together? Jill, please, call me when you get your stuff together, because I know who I'm is. You know? It's like, I thought I needed help, but clearly I don't. Now,
right.
because I can cancel her. I can help her be grounded. You told her she ain't grounded.
That's exactly how I felt. And her reaction was like, oh. And then she did call me back like 5 minutes later. But I was listening,
She did call you back?
Yes, she did. I said, I don't have time for her now. I'm listening to all day.
When she called you back, what did she say?
I don't know. I let it go to voicemail because now I'm on to something else. I told her to call me back, but I'm listening to Life Coach all day.
That's right. I come to you when I got time. But that is funny. Ooh, I can
really
go so many places with that, but I won't. But here's another thing. Since the universe keeps bringing you back to this, and in your effort not to have something surprise you, if you just step into the place, if you say, you know, this is happening, I don't like what it feels like, it might even knock me out of my alignment, but I'm willing to see it. If you just step into that place, I want to see what needs to be seen here so that I can see it and move on and realize there's not any power over me. How does that feel when you even step into that right now? If you just kind of say, you know, this thing that you don't want to feel, don't want to know about it, if you just stepped into, you know, let me see what's really there. What kind of action would you take? What would be different?
As you were saying it, I consciously was breathing, you know, and what came to me is if I look at it and breathe and be present and decide what I can do, if anything, then I would feel, unified and feeling empowered. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel empowered in my individual life and disempowered when I have to deal with my family. That empowered is the state of being, but that sometimes maybe even looking at it and saying, well, I can do this, but I can't do that, or I can't do this. But, you know, maybe you should, you know, that would at least make me feel empowered, being honest. Maybe that's what the lesson was with the therapist. That's what the example was, because I was honest. I didn't just hang up and say, "Oh, that was a bad experience." I was honest and I took action. I made a decision. Well, no, I don't want to see you. And then I called my employee's assistance line, told them, I don't want her. She can't help me. And I told them what happened. So I did what I could do. So I think that, thank you. That's the message. Be honest. Speak, be honest about what I can do. What I have been doing in the past few weeks is being evasive. Just not going to visit my parents. I can't deal with this feeling, and I'm not going to deal with it. And, it would feel empowering.
There you have it.
Okay.
Hey, not, there's nothing else I need to say. You said it all. Anything I say would just be repeating what you're saying and saying it differently. And I don't mind saying it differently, but that's the truth. When we are running from something, sometimes we want to feel good. Because when we're running from something, we don't want to look at something, we're really not feeling good. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it, because what we resist persists. What we embrace moves on. And if we remember that we are one, we are connected, we're an extension of the divine intelligence, then there's nothing we don't have the answer for. Whatever we need at that moment will be provided. And you said, just like you said, that, you feel empowered, because then you can say, no, that's not for me. Yes, that's for me. So every circumstance, everything that we go through, there's a gift in it. The woman not being able to help you, the counselors all confused, not feeling grounded, there's a gift in it. There's always good in everything. And I thank you for sharing that. And she's going to come back and listen to the rest of the show, because she got dropped for some reason. But that is it. And that's a perfect moment right now to read this next thing that I was going to read from, what is it? Sacred Yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. What are you moving through that you want to just hide? Yes, I'm going to come back to you, Glenda, but actually you're pretty much just repeated what you said differently, but you really, I thank you for sharing the story, the laugh and the funny story, and being an example for us all to see and being a catalyst for us to look at the things we don't want to look at. And I want to read this because it goes perfectly in alignment with what I was going to read. And when we listen, I share this a lot on the show, when we listen, everything we need comes together. What I'm about to read now, I wasn't sure when I was going to share it, and then, you know, just listening to the voice, as we were talking about on yesterday's show, listening to spirit, listening to your intuition, listening to guidance, everything works out perfectly, and this works. It's just in alignment with what Glenda was sharing with us. And this is from the Sacred Yes, under the chapter, Learn to Embrace the Whole. And this is on page 275. Spiritually speaking, you all reflect each other. You're fascinated by all the sequences, the events, the little details that appear to govern your life experience. Many of you are obsessed with them. You're obsessed about how not only what is going on in your life now, but also over the places and the spaces where you have already been. Furthermore, many of you are obsessed with the details and the concerns and the worries regarding your so-called future. You are so obsessed about the minutiae that you cannot see me meaning God. You cannot even see yourself, let alone anybody else who is traveling this path with you. There is a tendency to think of the people who are around you as getting in the way of your spiritual path. Don't you understand, my children, that they are not in the way of your spiritual path? They are the way of your spiritual path. Understand what I just said. Other people, places, and things are part of the way of your spiritual path. You're busy trying to get away from the very thing that you need to be engaging in and understanding. Why do I say this? Because it is true. Everything that I have ever said to you is true. And in your heart of hearts, you know that it is indeed the case. You need to understand how there is only one of you here. The other person, places, and things in your life are only representative of other states of consciousness, ones that are even reflections of you at some level. The reflection of you is not just a reflection of the small you, your persona, your personality. It is the reflection of you in your totality as a spiritual being. People are playing out the fears of humanity. People are playing out the creative, expressive potential of humanity. People are playing things out at all levels everywhere. And since there is only one of us here, each and every one of them represents some aspect of the only thing that is. I am the only thing that is. Even the things created in the world that are causing all of you such concerns and worry have at some level been created out of the fundamental building blocks which I have provided. The fact that you don't know what to do with these building blocks, the fact that you are misusing them for all the wrong purpose, is not my fault. So we are one with the one, and everyone and everything is reflecting us, and the people we think are getting in the way of our spiritual path are actually the way to our spiritual path, to our unfolding, to recognizing and remembering who we are. So we spend a lot of time running from things and people and places because we think something is chasing us. But when we stop and look, we realize, where'd they go? What happened? Stopping in consciousness to embrace. did a workshop. John and I, John Stringer, did a workshop this weekend, and what we shared with the people in the workshop, the young people and the adults, is to develop this new way of being where we say to ourselves, stop, drop, and unfold. When people are getting in your nerves, when you're trying to get away from something, they're just rubbing you the wrong way. Just stop. Just be still. Drop. Drop in consciousness. Breathe in. And unfold. Let the truth of who you are be revealed. So as you move through your spiritual extreme makeover, and you don't know the answer, you can't find the answer, you can't touch it, you can't feel it, you can't smell it, you can't see it, you don't know how you're going to get out of this. Stop, drop, and unfold. Be still. Take a breath. And let the inspiration rise from within. There's always an answer. There is always a way. Are you still enough to hear it, to feel it, to see it, to taste it, to touch it, to express it, to be it? Sometimes you may need to just stop and go take a bath. Sometimes you stay in the shower, just get still and visualize all the confusion draining down, going down the drain. Sometimes it's about taking a walk. It is important to reach out. And even if you reach out to somebody who's not grounded, they at least continue to point you in the right direction. You can say, nope, that's not it. Like you do on Craigslist. You call somebody, they looks like they have what you want, and you call them, you talk to them, you're like, nah, cross it out. And the beauty of just following guidance and keeping your intention on healing and being the light is you end up lighting the path for others. Now, Glenda talks about a counselor who was more worried about how Glenda got her number rather than the issue that Glenda was having. I mean, can you imagine going to a doctor talking about what you're feeling and you can't sleep and you've got pain in the back and the doctor's like, I don't know what's going on. I just feel horrible. I must have got up on the wrong side of the bed. My head is hurting. I mean, what do you think I should do? You'd be like, really? Wait a minute. But the great thing about it, Glenda didn't stop there. She now went back and said, this woman that you sent me to, this is my experience. Now, this may be a one-off. I don't know. They don't know. But it's important for people who are referring employees to this counselor to be aware. Because what if Glenda wasn't grounded and what she was dealing with, she can't even think straight, and then the person's more worried about the number? Come on now. Are you here to serve? Are you here to just... Abraham, it's time for an appetizer, a finger food. Abraham got something to drop. What time is it? Oh, yeah, we got time for Abraham. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. Marianne, thank you for that wonderful testimonial about the show and for sharing your uplifting experience from listening. Yeah, when we listen, we are transformed. This is Abraham helping us recognize that we're already successful, that we can focus on what we want. Abraham Hicks. .com, their website, and I'll be right back.
Realistically, do you think that working with that, focusing with that, do you think that takes years? Do you think that takes years? You guys have been doing this for 15 years? Do you think that would take years? I've been doing this for 2 years. I have two people that help me now. And you know what I mean?
We think that it takes hours.
Yeah,
we think that when you line up, we sometimes think it takes years to align. We sometimes think it takes years to accept that you're worthy. We sometimes think it takes years to accept that it's possible. But once, that's what this man meant.
Right. Say that phrase again.
The hard part is knowing that it is easy. The hard part is coming to know that it is easy. Once you accept that it is easy, then it is easy. So, you say things to yourself like, there have been plenty of people who have allowed the well-being to flow without struggle, and I want to be one of those. There have been plenty of people who have stood where I've stood, where it seemed impossible, and the next time they turned around, there it was. You hear people say all the time, if I'd known it had been this good, I'd have come here sooner. What makes allowing abundance difficult is awareness of not enough abundance. You can't have it both ways. You cannot focus upon the absence of money and let money in. It cannot be. You can't practice the rhythm of hard work in your mind and have your work be easier. You have to practice the rhythm of ease. You have to practice the rhythm of abundance. You have to start finding moments that feel like you think you want to feel and savoring them. There have been many books written about this. They say, think as though I am and I will be. And we would augment that by saying, feel as if I want to feel. And then everything that will make me feel that way will come into alignment. But I cannot fake the feeling. I have to find the feeling. So what you're saying is, Abraham, I don't have the feeling. Can you give me the feeling? And we say, well, we've got the feeling, and we know that success is yours, and we know that we will have a conversation one day not so long away from now with you, and you will say, now I get it. And if you can then resist the temptation of saying, and why did it take me so long to get it, you'll hold it.
Right.
So count your blessings, acknowledge what's working, keep looking for evidence of it coming. Distract yourself from thoughts that feel uncomfortable when you think them. Bask more, play more, soothe yourself more, practice feeling good more. Try to feel worthy of what you are receiving. Look for things that feel good by making lists of positive aspects. Dream your business into being by imagining it. Sit sometimes with a blank slate and pretend a great big placemat would be in order, and pretend that there is nothing right now that you are obligated to in terms of friends, in terms of finances, in terms of business, in terms of personal relationships. In other words, stand or sit pretending that you are a blank slate, and then say, universe, you know me. What do you know that I want? What have you heard me asking for over all of this time? Abraham says that you've been collecting the pieces of my rockets of desires, and that you now hold a clear consensus of who I am and what I want. Would you spell it out to me here and now, and I'll write down what I hear you say? What do I want relative to dollars? And then just sit and write what is inspired. We will give it to you as we read it from your vibration. I want all of the money that I can ever think of using as fast as I can think of using it. I want dollars to flow in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in a fantastically comfortable rhythm. What do I want relative to friends? Plenty of connected people that are nice to be with. What do I want relative to business? Something that stimulates me, always makes me want more, and is easy to accomplish, and is life-giving to me and others. What do I want relative to love? Another who is growing outrageously and fast like me, who leaves me alone to my own desires. In other words, just let what flows through you be written on the page, and then say, so be it. So be it. Now, did you feel how we left out everything that is? Because in that pure space, you are writing as you now want it to be. And that's the thing that if we could zap you with something, we would zap you with. We can't, and we really don't want to, because we know we don't need to. You'll find it on your own. But the thing that we would most like to impart to you is that right now you're fresh and new. because the universe is responding to your vibration now. The universe doesn't care where you have been. The universe doesn't care why you want what you want. The universe isn't holding you to any past allowance or creation. The universe is responding purely to the desire that you have right now. And if the desire that you have right now were pure and unencumbered by all of your excuses about why you're not where you want to be, your vibration would be pure and the universe would yield to you easily, and it would not take years or weeks or days. It would be instant manifestation. You would walk out this door and everything that you want would be yours. You would pick up the telephone and someone would tell you that you had won the lottery, or you would answer your mail and in it would be all of the abundance that you would ever want. There is nothing holding you apart from what you want and deserve other than your tenacious holding to what is. So when we talk about the power of your now, what we are wanting, you don't walk up to your radio and say, "Hey, I heard a song in you this morning. I want to hear it again. I know you're in there. Spit it out. I heard it. I know you're in there." Because you know that this is not a container. This is a transmitting and receiving mechanism. You know that it will play that song when it's in alignment with that song. And so you are the same way. You are fresh and new under the universe right now. You don't have to justify anything. All you have to do is purely desire and not be in the way of what you desire. Just set your signal purely. But you got to practice the purity of that signal. That's what this workshop is all about. Mm-hmm. It's practicing the purity of the signal. But you know, when you're tuning your radio, you know when you're on the signal. You can hear the static, and you can hear when it comes through clear. There's no question about when you're aligned and when you're off a little bit. And your emotions are that same sort of tuner. In other words, you can feel the joy of alignment and the concern of misalignment. You can feel the anger that speaks to misalignment and the happiness that speaks to alignment. And so all you got to do is start guiding your thoughts based upon the way they feel rather than guiding your thoughts based upon somebody else's idea about what's a good thought or what's not a good thought. Because the only thing that is important to you is that you line up with your desire. And when you are lined up with your desire, it feels fantastic.
It does. Even in imagination, it feels fantastic.
Yes.
That's right. When you line up with your desire, it was amazing. Abraham Hicks, a group of non-physical beings expressing themselves through Esther Hicks. To find out more about Abraham and Esther and Jerry, their website address is abraham-or-hyphen, whatever suits your energy, vibration, abrahamhicks.com, H-I-C-K-S, abrahamhicks.com. Abraham said, practice the purity of the signal. Practice the purity of the signal. What Abraham shares is so simple that when you practice, when you get in alignment, you walk out your door and someone says you won the lottery. That's too simple. The mind is like, yeah, right. Things lining up. But we got to practice the purity of the signal. How do we do that? By letting go. Letting go of judgment. Letting go of judgment of others and self. Embracing what is. Not saying, well, last year I was very grounded and this year I'm not. Just embrace what is. Embracing what is allowing. Allowing is love. Love allows. Fear restricts. When you're holding on, when you're saying it shouldn't be that way, you're resisting. And when you're resisting, you are operating from a fear vibration. You still learn. But once you know better, why not do better? We got to get better at cooperating with life rather than competing with life on comparing ourselves to life. Comparing, saying this is what life should be or what we should look like or this is how we should show up. But when we cooperate with life, we're operating in a harmonious kind of way with life. If you're in a room that's too cold, you turn on the heat. If it's too hot, you turn it down. If you're driving on a highway and you find yourself going too slow because cars are right behind you, you know you should be doing 65 miles an hour, but you're doing 40 because you're not staying focused, and then you wonder why cars are right behind you, you either change lane or catch up. And there's some people who just say, oh, 65 miles an hour, that means I need to do 80 miles an hour. And when you get stopped, you might come up with all kind of reason why you got stopped. When you go through a neighborhood, you slow down. You become experts of life experts. You become our own life coach, life dancers. But the journey of life and remembering who we are, when we talk about hide and seek, hide and go get it, you, yourself. You have the it factor. You have the X factor. How do you do it? You practice the purity of the signal of the highest vibration called love. So even if you, in that moment, when you find yourself going back in time, judging, criticizing, feeling shameful, feeling guilt, you snap yourself back into it. How do I want to feel? Rather than focus on what you don't want. Spiritual extreme makeover, you can't run from it. You can delay it, but you can't hide. It's part of the spiritual awakening. It's part of the journey. It's part of the cleansing process. It's part of the releasing process. It's part of the decluttering. We've got to learn to define our lives based on what works for us. And let go of perfection, because you're already perfect. The real work really is to release the story so we can see who we are. That we can sit amongst the pain, the sadness, if you will, and taste the essence of who you are. And feel the truth, know the truth, that you're pure awareness. And you can observe yourself, the self that is going through this makeover. Really, your soul, your spirit doesn't need the makeover. But part of the journey is you as a soul and a body is to align, to blend, to marry the spirit realm and the physical realm. It's simple. Not always easy, but it's simple. All you got to do is say yes. That's right. But yes is very, is an active, is active. You say yes, you got to move. And I said yes to God, and God is not doing anything. I mean, there's this thing that I've been, this phrase or statement that I've been hearing lately, funny enough. And now everybody has different meaning or different meaning of who and what God is. And there are people going through some hellish experience right now, and they're saying, they say God doesn't give us more than we can handle, but I can't handle this. And I sympathize, empathize, honor people who are going through challenging experience. And I know that it can be hard to really get that when your whole world is crumbling, when you end up with a child who has some kind of disability, when your life is reflected back to you and it's the total opposite of what you dreamed about. But underneath that, the simple truth is, it is just what you need for your transformation. Not always easy. And that's why we create a community of love. People who can support us while we're moving through the pain, while we don't have a clue. The times when we feel less than, the answer is love. You can get happy and say all you need is love and a deeper awareness of what love is. We'll give it a whole new meaning. It's time to release the show. I'll be back on Monday with Ganga G. I don't know what we're talking about yet. I know what we're talking about, I just don't know the theme. But it's going to be good. It's about continuation. It's just one conversation through many expressions. She'll be here joining us Friday. You can listen to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Within Radio. Within Radio, and you can find out more about Within Radio by going to inspirebroadcasting.com. It's all about love. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, the play experience with Ambassador Sofera. And, yeah, I got to go. Be love. Be true to yourself and be loved because you deserve it. And I want you to know that I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. This is Sherry Marie, a revival of a long story and a love story. A revival of a love story. SherryMarie.com. A revival of a love story. That's who you are. Let love revive you. Peace and blessings.
Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to.
You've got to know that you have been
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.